Right now it is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the frickin' frack of Nickanack with the praise this. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Just been a crazy morning around here with, you know, it's been dead news-wise for a long time because of COVID-19, but this morning, all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it was good news.
Well, not. We always, at the beginning of the summer each year, and the Housatonic River claims lives every year are drowning. And once again, off the bat, two people from the Bronx, New York, went into an area that was labeled no swimming danger and lost their lives. You know, the river looks so placid and people don't realize the amount of water that is coming downstream. It's just a dangerous thing. And that always happens in the beginning part of the summer. We always have 2 to 3 events like this, and it's just horrible. So that's one thing we have to always get over here. And it's hard to let people not know from the area how dangerous it is to swim in the Housatonic River. But let's get away from danger, and let's go to let's go to excitement.
Well, excitement might be the word of the week, because Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th at Julian's, there is an epic rock and roll sale that's coming up. And there are some things that you're going to be interested in, Marshall, because they have 4 wheels, each of them. And, of course, there's the Prince guitar and the Kurt Cobain guitar and a Beatles Butcher album, all of which are iconic pieces of rock and roll history that are coming
in themselves.
All right, I'm gonna label the musical things that you just mentioned like this. What I think will get from highest to lowest. I think the Beatles album will get the highest. I don't know. I just do, and I think in the battle of the guitars, I think Prince will defeat Cobain.
I don't know. That's gonna be
it'll be interesting. Yeah, but we'll see.
The just to back up for one moment, the Beatles album, the Butcher album, and this one is sealed, never been opened. And for those who aren't familiar with the Butcher album, it was never, there were two releases.
Versions.
One was pulled, the original version, which was gross, to say the least. And that's the one that is...
That's sealed and being sold.
Yeah. And it's estimated at $20,000 to $30,000, and it could be yours with a starting bid of $5,000.
$5,000. I can't wipe out my personal fortune for a while.
Yeah, there you go. Tell them about the cars. Tell them about the cars that are coming up, Greg.
Well, the cars. Elvis has 3 cars, and one of them is a 1977 Lincoln Mark V Coupe.
What color?
It's a tank.
My mother owned one of those.
Yeah. Well, was hers estimated at $50,000 to $70,000?
When she bought it, I always joke about that, because when she purchased that, I purchased my first house in Kingston, New York, which cost me like I think $12,000 to $15,000. And she said to me, "My God, what type of shack are you living in? My Lincoln just cost me $30,000+.
Oh, God.
So right. I said, well, Mom, this is a small house. So well, yeah,
even though the auction hasn't started yet, there are bids. The current bid, there are 3 bids. The current high bid is $32,500.
All right.
Yeah. Well, how long has it been since Elvis drove that, though?
Yeah, but they probably all you have to do on cars like that is, if you're not going to drive it, you bring them inside and you cover the wheels so they don't disintegrate, and you just drain the oil. You drain the oil out of the engine, and in theory, you should be okay when you go through the proper procedures. But that's just one of the cars that I would be interested in getting that car, because I love that year mark of Lincoln. But what other cars are out there?
Well, another second Elvis Presley car is a 1966 Chevrolet Impala convertible. And it's estimated at $50,000 to $70,000, and there's current bids up to $32,500 as well.
What year is that again?
1966. The year before I graduated high school.
I think that'll wind up getting somewhere between $70,000 and $100,000 easily.
Well, these items that we're going to talk about next week after the auction, because this is going to be one doozy of an auction.
Now, what is the other car? Because I'm interested, because he had a Pontiac, and I'm not sure if the Pontiac has gone up for sale or not.
It's not in this auction. There's a 1977 Chevy 30 series Silverado that's up for auction, and it's estimated also at 30 to 50. And there are current bids up to 22.5, so that's going to also, I think it'll perform pretty well. I'm not sure how if it's going, honestly, I'm not sure it's going to reach the high of the estimate, but I think possibly the first one will probably surpass these two.
It's interesting because he had a Cadillac, I think, which was already auctioned off, but he had a Pontiac that was specially made for him, and I'm not sure whether that one has gone off the auction block or not. But normally Elvis's stuff is like Marilyn Monroe. It just goes crazy. It goes crazy.
It'll be interesting to see.
The final car in the auction in this particular series, I think it goes on the 19th, is when Friday the 19th are when the cars sell. And it is Johnny Cash's 1990 Mercedes 560. And it's estimated at $60,000 to $80,000, and it's already up to $42,000.
Yeah, I was going to say that one will go. That one will go, and it'll go pretty high. That's Johnny Cash. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and that's probably been driven over recently being maybe in the past 10 years, so. That one might be, although I do understand that the Elvis's first car was seen recently driving in. He was driving it in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, so who's your major purchasers here? Is when you look at that also, and it'd be interesting to see if they release who ends up buying this. Is that a lot of times you will get not only the collectors who like Elvis, but then also the car collectors. This is just a great crossover, but you also have the car dealers, people who own car dealerships, because I know that there was a big sale that took place. So I think it was in the late 90s, early 2000s. And it was a similar type of thing. And I don't know if it was one of Elvis's cars or something like that, but it was a car dealer who ended up being the high bidder, paid a boatload of money because he wanted to display it at his dealership and tell people, come on in and see I think it was a used car dealership, and said, come on in and sit in Elvis or see Elvis's car, and then we'll get you into your own vehicle or something, and it was great advertising and sold a lot of cars too. Yeah. So it's interesting when you also look behind who the buyers are and what is their intent and what are they going to do with that particular item.
Well, a couple of the other items that are interesting that are of note in this coming auction is a copy, or not a copy, there's handwritten and annotated lyrics to I'm in Love from 1963, John Lennon. And this surprised me, but it probably shouldn't have. I saw the estimate of $100,000 to $200,000. It's already, the bid is already at $85,000.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to really perform well. And then
it's a Beatle.
Yeah, it's a Beatle. Well, and it's a Lennon, John Lennon.
It's a Lennon. Yeah.
So the two guitars, I think it's going to be the battle of the guitars, because the Prince guitar is $400,000 to $600,000, and it's already at $170,000. But the Cobain guitar, which is an acoustic / electric, it was both, was estimated at, drum roll please, $1 to $2 million.
$1 to $2 million.
Yeah, and current bid is already at $1 million.
I can't understand why Cobain would get more than Prince.
Well, shorter lifespan, died tragically.
Tragically, you see. They both died tragically. Drugs, I mean.
It's all drugs. But Prince was older. The thing with Prince, though, and I think the difference with the guitars is that Prince and I think it's also a fan base type of thing, is that Prince's market really is just starting to grow. And I mean, not starting, but there was not a lot of stuff out there prior to his death, because he would gift things, but he did not want his friends to sell things at auction. So now things are coming up, and coupled with this particular guitar is only one of four known in existence, this Cloud series. And it was used, the Cloud guitar was used a lot during when he did the movie Purple Rain, and also when he was touring. And it's interesting, in the catalog, they also have, they took a fleck of paint and it had been various colors throughout its lifespan. But only four known to exist. One is in the Smithsonian. This one was one that was not known where it was, and it's coming up, and they're not saying where it's coming from. And then they know where the other two are. And they know this because of... What's that, Greg?
I was just going to say, in case you're wondering what that squeaky noise is.
I was going to say, quit playing with your toy there, Greg.
It's not Tim's clown shoes. It's not his clown shoes.
I'm playing with the dog.
He's playing with Sienna.
I'm keeping her quiet. But that particular guitar, that there's only four known. So this is the one that everyone was speculating. They didn't know where it was. And there's a whole catalog devoted just to this guitar, and they took it in for a CT scan to make sure that it was all in the right proper things in the right place. And they know that there are only four is because they've gone to the guitar maker who did this and who confirmed that this is all that were made. This is what's out there, and also got the blessing there. So it's a pretty cool piece.
Yeah, I have a question for you, Marshall. Do you have any idea or a good guess of what the record for a guitar, a rock star guitar at auction is?
I would say probably $2.5 to $5 million.
Well, that's pretty good. Actually, this was a charity auction, and it happened in 2019 at Christie's, and it was the 1969 Black Fender Stratocaster that was owned by David Gilmour, Pink Floyd.
Yep.
And it sold for $3.9 million, which is still the record for a guitar. And during that auction, three other guitars sold for over $1 million. So, I mean, there is precedent that these guitars, like this Cobain guitar, could possibly eclipse those. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
You know, there's so many great guitarists, and I mean, from different generations, like Roy Orbison. I mean, you could go on, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh,
yeah. They would all draw easily over $1 million. I look at it and it's just that's not fathomable, because I used to own a guitar like that, and I think and my mother bought it for me in the 70s, and I think she paid back then high. I think she paid almost $400 or $500 for the guitar, which was a lot of money back in the 70s for a guitar,
sure.
Especially for somebody who really only could play rhythm guitar. But somehow I talked my mother into buying the guitar, and I sold it years later because I needed money at one point when I lived in Kingston, New York. I think I ended up selling it for thousands of dollars because it had real pearl inlay, gold frets. I mean, it was, and I thought I made a killing on it back then. Obviously, if I probably held on to it, I'd really make a killing. not $1 million, but guitars. You can get a classic guitar from that era. Yeah, they're going to be worth money. Yeah, especially if they're hauled around by a famous star. Man.
Yeah.
I just remember when Julian's did the Les Paul sale. His guitars sold for
tremendous
money.
And I never liked the Les Paul guitars because they were heavy. They were the heaviest guitars around. Maybe I should have my mother buy me one of those.
Well, I know you understand this, but it's not about the guitar itself as much as the person who plays the guitar.
That's right.
So
it's that intangible aspect of that guitar.
Are you saying that my guitar wouldn't pull in a lot of money there, Greg? Are you telling that me right to my face?
If the shoe fits.
Wear it. That's right. Now I'm wearing it. That's right. All right, guys. I want you to stay safe this week, and we'll speak to you next week.
You too, Marshall. Week.
Take care, guys. Greg Strom and Tim Luke, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com here on Robinhood Radio.